Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Some of President Trump's long-sought-after tax returns show he paid just $750 per year in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, that according to a new investigation published by the New York Times. The paper, though, did not publish the returns, and NPR has not been able to confirm the reporting. The Times also says the president paid no federal income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years, citing massive losses in his business ventures. Trump denied the story in a news conference earlier tonight.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax, but and you'll see that as soon as my tax returns. It's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well. They treat me like the Tea Party, like they treated the Tea Party.
A lawyer for Trump told The Times that its reporting is inaccurate. That report also says Trump is fighting the IRS over an audit that could cost him more than $100 million. The popular video sharing app TikTok got a federal appeal and won't shut down at midnight. A federal judge tonight temporarily halted President Trump's ban on the widely popular app. The judge agreed with TikTok that shutting it down would be a violation of free speech, but the app has to find a U.S. buyer by November or it will be closed in the U.S. Voters in Wisconsin have to return their absentee ballots for the November presidential election by 8 p.m. on election night. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Megan Hart reports, that's after a federal appeals court blocked a ruling that would have allowed a six-day extension.
Last week, a federal judge sided with Democrats who filed a lawsuit to extend the deadline for Wisconsin voters to return their mail-in ballots due to the coronavirus pandemic. Wisconsin's Republican-led state legislature quickly filed an appeal arguing that Wisconsin voters have plenty of time to receive and return their absentee ballots before Election Day. On Sunday, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago temporarily halted the extension in a victory for Republicans in a key swing state. The court is expected to issue a final ruling in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Megan Hart in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Swiss voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal by the right-wing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to swing through the southern Europe this week, stopping first in Greece tomorrow. Joanna Kakissis has more.
Pompeo is expected to travel to the northern city of Thessaloniki on Monday and to the NATO base at Suda Bay on the island of Crete on Tuesday. He will also meet with the Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and with Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias. Pompeo's visit comes at a time when Greece and fellow NATO ally Turkey have revived a years-long dispute over maritime borders in the Aegean Sea. The dispute has become increasingly nationalistic, with both countries upping their military presence in the Aegean. The leaders of NATO and the European Union have spent weeks trying to negotiate a diplomatic solution. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
This is NPR. Red flag warnings in California for hot, dry conditions and strong winds have the state's utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, starting to shut off power to thousands of people in several counties. PG&E expects to turn off the power to nearly 90,000 customers in parts of 16 counties. That will last through tomorrow morning in most cases. Wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour were expected with extremely low humidity. And Swiss voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal by a right-wing party to end a major immigration accord with the European Union. Lisa Schlein reports voters opted for stability amid the economic uncertainty caused by the pandemic.
The right-wing Swiss People's Party argued that too many foreigners were coming into Switzerland, putting strains on the environment and taking advantage of the country's social security system. However, only four of Switzerland's 26 states voted to scrap the two-decade-old deal with the EU. Opponents, including the government and the country's business community, successfully argued that the anti-immigration bill would lead to a shortage of skilled workers and plunge the Swiss economy into recession. While conceding defeat, backers of the proposal vowed to continue to fight for the country and take back control of immigration. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In Belarus, masked police dragged people into vans and fired stun grenades and tear gas to disperse tens of thousands of protesters who were demanding President Alexander Lukashenko resign. It's the seventh straight week of protests. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.